from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I think 4 actually in a row. I want people to call in that think Shanahan should be on the hot seat if they don't compete for a Super Bowl after this season. 888-957-9570. I want to get the pulse of the 49er faithful right now, when they feel and how they feel about Kyle Shanahan at this moment. Should he be on the hot seat if they have a down season this year? After all the stuff with Ayuk, after all the stuff with Trent Williams, the Pearsall pick, if Brock Purdy doesn't look like Brock Purdy, and who would you want instead of Shanahan too? Like, is there anyone out there that you're actually looking and be like, you know, this guy could be better? No, you're not getting Andy Reid. He's staying with Mahomes. You're not getting Sean McVay. Like, that's not happening. Is there anyone else that you would like? I mean, Belichick's out there. Did you want Bill Belichick? I don't know if Bill Belichick, you insert him in this team right now, are the 49ers better? I have a hard time believing that. And Kyle Shanahan tried to lure over Bill Belichick. So 888-957-9570. I want to hear from the 49ers fans that think Shanahan is this season away from being on the hot seat.
Well, I'm looking at it right here. Like, everyone says he's reliving the Andy Reid experience. Andy Reid starts off in Philly. They're 5-11 his first year. Then 11, 12, 12, 13 wins. Then in 05, they go down a little, 6-10, back up to 10 wins. Then they hover around 500 for 2 years, 8-8 and 9-6, back up to 11 wins to his 10th win. Now that's 11 years later. And then in year 12 and 13 with the Eagles, 8-8, followed by 4-12.
And so four straight NFC championships and a Super Bowl appearance. Those are the high watermark. Yeah.
So to me, it was, all right, you win double digits, then you go 500, then you go 4-12. I think it would have to look almost identical for us to even entertain thoughts of anything like this.
So like 8-9 this year, or 9-8 maybe?
Yes.
And then you just have to see the trickle. Okay. And then that would be ultimately concerning, because not only is that, and then you have to pay the quarterback. So now you're going to feel like you're going to even be less hampered by the salary cap, all this sort of stuff. It's going to be a lot.
It is. It's going to be difficult.
I don't want to get it twisted here that we're saying, why are you saying this? This is the best team in the NFC, stuff like that. We just did a whole exercise about Kyle Shanahan and asking questions and the top 5 questions. And the Shanahan answers were the most interesting, because it does feel like 49ers fans are all over the place with how they feel about this guy. And it's just so funny to think about the head coach and anything, because I look at head coaches that are Teflon here in the Bay Area. The first one that comes to mind within the last century is Bruce Bochy. Like, you can't touch Bochy because of those playoff runs. How good he was. But what was he labeled before that? When he was at the Padres.
He took the Padres there. It was a one and done. It was, when they brought him here, it felt like a retread hire.
Right?
And I thought that, and I'll be the first to admit I was wrong, and everyone felt this way. He was a placeholder for the veteran team with Bonds in the final couple seasons as you transition to something better. That's what we thought he was.
And now what do we think about him as?
He's one of the greatest in-game strategists we've ever seen.
And now
Cool Hand Luke.
And now he's just he's coming off a World Series trophy with the Texas Rangers, their first ever.
He's Chef Boyardee. He's got the sprinkle, the magic touch.
Since Joe Torre, he's the best manager in baseball that I've seen. I think that's fair to say.
I mean, right? I'm not going to argue with you.
Right? Like, you're not going to argue with that, right?
I'm not
going to. I mean, you could have La Russa won in a couple places, but that...
You give him a good team, and you put him in the playoffs, he'll find a way to win some series.
Rodney from Berkeley. Okay. I was asking for Niner fans, but that's fine. Rodney in Berkeley's not a Niner fan, but he wants to talk about Kyle Shanahan nonetheless. What's going on, Rodney? You're on with Spadoni and Shasky. What's up?
Appreciate it. Good morning, gentlemen. Hell no, I'm not a Niner fan, but I want y'all to keep y'all coach, because he is garbage.
First off, Rodney, he's not garbage. Yeah. He just went to a Super Bowl. Who are you a fan of?
It's garbage.
Pittsburgh Steelers. We got 6.
You haven't won a playoff game. We've won 8 playoff games since the last time you won one. Been to 2 Super Bowls.
You know what, though? Hey, and the last time you won a Super Bowl was when?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, but back to the coach. This dude got the Powerball ticket and won with Brock Purdy, the last pick in the draft. The last pick in the draft. If Purdy wasn't around, the Niners would be super garbage. So keep your coach. You're not going anywhere. You're not going to pay your receiver.
Wait, Rodney.
Brock Purdy needs it.
Real quick, I don't want to cut you off because you're spitting right
I'm
now.
I'm thinking about it.
I'm cutting. No. Would you rather have Mike Tomlin over Kyle Shanahan right now?
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you watch week one last year?
You can miss me with that. That was flowing water, courtesy of flowing water, plumbing and drain. Your call is just not good enough there, Rodney. Sorry. And contact our friends over at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain.
Too much beef stroganoff in that guy's diet. That's a Pittsburgh thing. I don't know if you know
They love a big Polish community there. They love the stroganoff. Yeah. They love the pierogies there, too.
The Steel City. Where we're turning O'Neal Cruz from shortstop into center field.
Oh, you love that, don't you?
No, I
did
think...
Did you see Aaron Judge's catch yesterday? That would look so effortless because of his height yesterday. It's just... It's unbelievable.
They have 88 home runs between Soto and Judge.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like
88.
It's unbelievable.
88.
Must be nice. What are the Giants at? They got like 40?
Why you got to do that to me?
It's, you know, hey, Brewers in town. It'll be fun today. Myers versus Webb. Boris from GoldenEye.
Big Bo.
Let's go. What's going on, Boris? No? Boris? Going once? Going twice?
Sold.
Reed, Walnut Creek. What's going on, dude? A lot of creek today. A lot of creek action.
Hey,
what's going on?
Where it's popping, yo.
Let's go.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on. Long time, first time.
Thank you.
Real quick on Shanahan, great coach. I think we are spoiled in the Bay Area with what he has done. Yes, we have talented players, but the way he can get people open, and you guys brought it up earlier with Ayuk yesterday, the way that he can get receivers open and expose folks with the running game is second to none. And you see organizations like the Broncos that have not made the playoffs in 10 years, mowed through 2, 3, 4 coaches. Shanahan is an expert at getting people open and winning games. And even if he has a 4-12 year, 4-13, I mean, the NFL is so competitive. People forget that. So the fact that he's been able to get to the NFC Championship year after year, be first place in the division, that is no joke. So you guys brought up a good point about Andy Reid as well, but love the guy, and I think we should give him, I mean, at least 5-6 years, no matter how he does, because he's that good.
Thanks, guys. With you. And I think part of the Niners' Reed success, when you talk about like the late-round picks, Joe, how do they keep hitting on these late-round picks? Because they've had the same system in place for 8 years, and it's a lot easier when everyone from the top down knows exactly what we're looking for in a player, and then we know exactly how they could fit. I'm watching Hard Knocks with the New York Giants, and they brought in a new defensive coordinator, and that guy's like, hey, you know, what do you need in your defense? Well, these are the kind of players I'm looking for. And they're like, oh, man, we need to go out and we need to get guys that fit exactly what this defense is going to do. It's like, that makes it really difficult to utilize and maximize the current players on your roster. Mm-hmm. If you have to find different skills that don't necessarily work for what they do well, you know, for your scheme. So I do believe that, like, it sounds great. Get me this guy to just finish the deal. It's the system they have in place. There's a reason why they have a lot of plug and play rookies. Like, not a lot of teams can say, Tomlinson, take a hike. Aaron Banks is going to fill in after a redshirt year. Hey, Dominic Pooney, third round, boom, plug and play. Hey, you know, we've got, what's his face, in the secondary. D'Amino Lenore, after 2 years on the side, boom, now you're one of the legitimate better cornerbacks in the league. Talanoa Hufanga and Jair Brown, you're both battling for starting safety spots. Heck, you might be the starting safety combo. Like, you're two young players. Not a lot of teams do that plug and play. The really well-run teams that are established year after year, they're the ones that are killing it in the draft. And the Niners are one of those teams.
They are. And again, Kyle Shanahan, we're not saying he's on the hot seat, but I'm curious what it would take to get to that point. And you say, oh, the vibes. Listen, right now, this is the reality for the 49ers in this season with Kyle Shanahan. You just came off a Super Bowl loss. It's your second Super Bowl loss within the last 4 years. You've been knocking on the NFC Championship doorstep twice in between that, against the Rams, L, against the Eagles, L. Now you're facing two holdouts. Brandon Ayuk, second team All-Pro, and Trent Williams, first team All-Pro, both just chilling. They're good. They can wait. And now you drafted a wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall, who's dealing with a slightly separated shoulder. Like, Brock Purdy, I'm not worried about this year. But if he does get hurt, then that's what stuff changes. Like, that's the only thing in the equation that could change anything for me with Kyle Shanahan. It would be health, right? Like, health of players. And you can't quantify that. No one can quantify that.
No.
So, I
think he's earned the equity of more than just one. Like, if they have an injury riddled season, he's earned plenty of equity.
Oh, he'll have a redshirt year.
Yeah.
It'll make things a lot more difficult with negotiations, though, next year for Brock.
I meant for Kyle.
For Kyle. Well, no, I'm saying, but of everything, it would, yes, absolutely. Boris is back, Joe Shasky in Walnut Creek. Boris,
hey,
I am invincible. What's going on, Boris?
Yo, fellas, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, long-time listener, first-time caller, love the conversation. I just wanted to weigh in on the Shanahan thing. I think it's crazy, the narrative around him, that he's a choke artist. I think it's crazy that people don't appreciate him more. You know, I've been a Niner fan since 92. I sat through a lot of 1-15 seasons. I've sat through Dennis Erickson. I've sat through Chip Kelly. I've sat through the Tom Sula disaster. And, man, I just thank my lucky stars every day we got Shanahan, and the man's a genius. And he keeps putting us right on the doorstep. He keeps knocking. And one of these days he's going to get in. And if we're dumb enough to let him go, it's going to be the Andy Reid situation. He's going to end up somewhere else. He's going to win 3 championships. People are going to say he's the greatest of all time or one of the top greatest of all time. And we're all going to be like, damn, we could have had him.
All right.
There it is. That's Boris. Who's not training for Kyle Shanahan right now as their head coach in the NFL?
Rams.
Rams?
Chiefs.
Anyone else? John Harbaugh? Ravens? They've been close.
I don't know. I don't think the Texans would trade D'Amico Ryans currently. I think they really like D'Amico.
Not with his relationship with the
He's 1 year in, and I think they feel really
good.
He's
a legacy, played for the franchise.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about 25 right. plus teams would do it.
Exactly.
You know, like right now, like great example. Doug McDermott has won a lot of games.
I'm so out on Doug McDermott.
I know. A lot of people are. But would you agree with me? He's won a lot of games.
Yes. Do you think the Lions would trade Dan Campbell for Kyle Shanahan straight up? I don't know. I don't
have a good gauge on that.
I think Dan Campbell fits that city so well, and that fan base so well. Like, that's their guy now.
LaFleur in Green Bay, I don't know. Yeah. Even though Kyle's beaten him multiple times now.
Yes. A little redundant, it feels like, if you're doing that too. Like, LaFleur has been
They're very similar. Yeah.
Very similar.
I think the Cowboys would fire.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Not even close.
Yeah, like, that would be like no brainer.
Yes.
Sirianni?
Oh, yes. Are you kidding me? I think Jalen Hurts with Kyle Shanahan would be amazing. With all those weapons, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think he would be
amazing.
Really, he would be really good.
I think they'd win the Super Bowl next year. Just kidding. Come on.
Speaking of all this choke, I want to walk over and choke you out right now.
What about the Bucks?
Shut up.
A team that overachieved last year.
Of course they would.
Yes. I like Todd Bowles, but come on. Yeah, he's a defensive guy.
Todd, my hands are in my pocket while you're on offense, Bowles.
Oh, no, that's Darvin Ham is what you're thinking of. You're thinking of the Darvin Ham meme.
They have the same look.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Is perplexed? Is that the look? I actually thought that, and Baldy's really high on the Bucks this year. Like, that was his team. No one brought them up when the one team you fear in the NFC, but Baldy kept bringing up the Bucks, which I thought was very interesting. I said the Bears, going back to their top 5 questions, that was burning us. We can rehash them real quick, Joe Shasky. I want to get your final thoughts here in a sec, but the regular season record without Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, you said was what?
Not good.
That was the record was not good.
I thought you meant the
no, rehash you real quick. Yeah, okay. We did these top 5 questions.
They win 9 games. They'd really struggle to get to 10.
Okay.
To me, it's a 9-8 team.
And when I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
Winner. Okay. I think he's a winner.
Okay.
Even though he hasn't won the ultimate one, I think he's a winner. What he's brought here is just nothing but winning. We are a little spoiled.
The face of the 49ers is who?
I said Shanahan. Yeah. I'm amending it. I think it is CMC now.
Okay.
I'm amending that. I'm going to walk that back.
And besides Purdy, who needs to have a career year for the Niners to win a Super Bowl?
Nick Bosa. It's not a question in my mind. Okay. Nick Bosa has got to get back to DPOY Nick Bosa. When you pay a guy this much money and your entire defense is predicated off him being an absolute monster, he needs to get back to the 18 to 25 sack range.
Biggest threat to the Niners in the NFC is?
I think it's the Eagles. Okay. Because I think that North is going to beat each other up. And I think it's going to, like, I think the Eagles are going to win the East. I think the Cowboys will be a playoff team. And I think you're going to have two teams coming out of the North.
I think the Cowboys are not a playoff team.
Wow.
I do not think they're going to make the playoffs. I think Dak is going to be
really good defensive personnel.
Yeah, I just they don't have an offense.
And Bland is not going to play for a couple months.
Like, they don't have running backs. Like, that's going to be very difficult. I get the offensive line. If you can keep Dak upright, maybe they get someone that, maybe they make a trade. Maybe they bring in someone, but they just paid CeeDee Lamb $100 million.
Trade him Elijah Mitchell.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about this, Tim Patrick, Cowboys should try to get that guy right now. Add some more wide receiver depth there. I'm a big Tim Patrick guy. I know he has two first names, which my dad says is never to trust someone with two first names, the great Bob Spadoni. Leonard Floyd's another one. I don't know. Like, we'll see.
What was the reasoning behind
it? He said you don't trust a man with two first names. Don't ask. That's just it. If you have two first names, sorry, I can't trust you. Joe Shasky's not a first name, so you're good, dude.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Spadoni's not a first name.
Carter, what's your last name?
Chickering. Yeah, he's fine. Yeah. Lucas Alexander, can't trust that guy.
Not even close. Whoa.
Don't trust that guy at all. Yeah, there's no one else at the station.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, Johnson's not really a first name. Derek Goose, no, good. He's fine. Evan Giddings, no. He's fine. There we go. Nahegian, it's not a first name. We're chilling. I've had a blast today, Joe Shasky. We got 5 minutes to go still. But something about talking football, you can go anywhere. Baseball is a grind to talk about all season long, and we felt that here at 95.7 The Game at times. But you could just do a whole show on a head coach.
I know.
Warriors, we could do that, right? Steve Curry is very polarizing. Rotations, Team USA. Shanahan, we could talk about. I could talk about Nick Bosa for a whole show. I could talk about Deebo Samuel for a whole show. We've talked about Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams for whole shows.
Can we talk about getting old?
Certainly.
All right.
Uh-oh. You're scaring
me
now.
I saw a graphic on Instagram. Just scrolling.
Sure.
Play some old-timey music. Do you want to feel old?
I don't know if he has that at the ready, but
look it up,
see.
Carter. Yeah. Here's how you know you're old. These are the father-son connections in college football this year. You want to feel old? You got to play me old-timey music.
No,
I don't know.
You can play, if it's college, you said college football, there's a college game day bed, Spadoni beds. Just do that one.
All right.
There you go. Pot it down.
Did you know that Adam Vinatieri's son is playing for Louisville? AJ Vinatieri. Did you know Brian Urlacher's son?
Adam Vinatieri was like 50 years old when he's still kicking with the Colts.
That's true.
So how old is this kid? Like 30?
I don't know. Brian Urlacher's kid plays for Notre Dame.
Does he have hair too?
Kennedy Urlacher. Actually, he looks sick. He's got a neck roll. He looks sick.
Oh, just like Pops, the neck roll?
Yes. Moushe Muhammad, his son, Moose, is playing for A&M.
I like that.
Willis McGahee IV.
No.
Is a linebacker for Nebraska.
The fourth?
Yes.
I didn't know there was a third.
No one did. E.J. Warner, Kurt Warner's son, playing quarterback for Rice.
I did hear about that, yes.
Chad Pennington's kid. Oh. Can you guess the name?
Not Cliff. Shout out A's.
Cole
Pennington. CC.
Quarterback for Marshall.
I always have a soft spot for Chad Pennington and the Jets. Always.
Jason Taylor. His son's playing for LSU.
Wow.
Antonio Gates Jr. playing for Michigan State.
Is he a tight end?
Yeah, wide receiver.
Okay, he's going to be a beast.
Shadur and Shiloh, we already know that.
Shadur.
How about Donald Driver's kid? Playing wide receiver
for
Minnesota.
Another guy that's like 60 years old, Donald Driver, played forever.
And then Emmett Smith, his son EJ, A&M, running back. Rodney Harrison's kid at Tennessee. Edrin James' kid is a running back, and I don't even know what school that is.
What is it?
I can't even tell. It's
you can't pronounce it?
It's like a buffalo. I don't even know.
Oh, that's...
is that the Bulls?
I'm not Bonte, so I'm not
Bulls?
As good. I don't know who that is.
All right. And then Matt Hasselbeck's kid is playing for UCLA at quarterback. And then Josh McCown's kid is playing quarterback as well. And which one made you feel the oldest?
Well... Donald Driver, that's the one where, because he lasts a lot. But the Vinatieri Terry one's throwing me off because he was so old.
Emmett,
like,
too.
Emmett, like, so old. Like, Vinatieri could probably still kick for some teams right now. Like, he could be, like, that transition. Are we ever going to see, as we put a ball in this, we're going to have to fast five here in a second.
When I saw that list, I got old.
LeBron's playing with Bronny next year. Like, they're going to play together on the court at the same time. Will we ever see that in the NFL? Ever? It's different because you could be 18 and go to the league, or 19 now, go to the league. We were thinking for a while, like, could Frank Gore and Frank Gore Jr. like play? Because Frank was playing.
It would
forever.
Have to be quarterback or kicker.
Yes. Are we ever going to see that? That'd be pretty cool. Like a punter and a kicker together?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sick. I wouldn't be mad at that.
No, I wouldn't either.
Which one made you feel old?
Well, it's Urlacher.
Okay.
Urlacher's kick, because I followed Notre Dame, and all of a sudden it came flashing across the Notre Dame feed, and I was like, oh my God. And he's got hair.
Yeah, he's got hair. Well, so does Brian does too. He got the hair back. The transplants, buddy. Hey, I'm not mad at it. Hey, if 95.7 The Game wants to sponsor me for a hair transplant, I'll do it.
Does anyone, like, signify Chicago Bears football more than if I just say the name Brian Urlacher? I know Ray Nitschke.
Dick Butkus.
Those are, like, old-timey, like, grainy footage. Brian Urlacher.
Yeah, that's the one.
Right?
It's Urlacher. It's Singletary, right?
Peanut Tillman.
Yeah, the FBI Peanut Tillman, right? Didn't he work for the feds? The Peanut Punch, baby. Come on! Devin Hester. God, I love that. I still remember that call, that kickoff against the Colts. Devin Hester, you are ridiculous. That's, like, seethed into my brain, that kickoff return. Let's get the Fast Five and reminisce some more, Carter. Let's do that.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Oh, man, we've had a blast today. It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five, where we give our final thoughts on the show. Brought to you by the Next Generation 10G Network. Only from Xfinity. The future starts now. Joe Shasky, final thoughts on the day for you. A lot of Shanahan, a lot of top five questions. Baldy, what's hitting you?
What's hitting me is that these San Francisco Giants are playing the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, my God.
And I am envious of the Milwaukee Brewers front office and their ability to identify talent. Like, we talk a lot about the Tampa Bay Rays as being, like, they're a well-run organization. Sneakily, the Milwaukee Brewers are also in that category. Every year, they're competitive with a fraction of the payroll of other teams.
And they want a new ballpark for some reason, I guess. Like, is it just that's the owners now? Because everyone wants a new ballpark. No, that's a good point. Who's the guy that Cheerio they got over there?
Oh, yeah, Jackson Cheerio.
Yeah, he's good. I used to be a big Ricky Weeks guy back in the day.
Oh,
big.
I love Ricky.
I thought his son Jamal was going to be sick on the A's. Didn't pan out.
It's
different players.
It was his brother.
Correct. What did I say? Sons?
Yeah.
We were talking about sons. That's why. Sorry.
Yeah.
It was his little brother. Much different players. Ricky, a lot of power. Obviously, had speed early on.
Yeah.
Him and Braun were sick together. Obviously, Ryan Braun, I think his, obviously, the tainted stuff, all that, withstanding, he was a really good player for a really long time. The Hebrew Hammer, Ryan Braun. There you go. Carter, what you got?
What I got is I think people are overrating a lot of the teams in the NFC this year, if you want my opinion.
Totally.
Not the Bears. They're going to be sick.
I think that our real foe is the Eagles. They're going to get it back together this year, and they added Saquon Barkley, for God's sake. I mean, they're going to be a good team this year. I think Detroit, that was their first time there last year. Like, I just think that that's going to be hard to get back there for them. And Green Bay, like, who knows? And people are acting like the Rams. People are forgetting Aaron Donald retired. I mean, that's a huge piece of their team. Great offense, but you need defense, too.
Did you see Shady McCoy run against Aaron Donald in that alleyway?
No.
Shady. I ran into Shady in Vegas in December last year, right before the Eagles-Niner game. He was so iced out. Shady's been enjoying himself.
Hey, you know what? I'm not mad
at that. Donald just got off the NFL field. Yeah. I'm not surprised for a variety of reasons that Donald is faster than.
Well, he's 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a rhino.
Like 280 pounds of pure muscle. He's a scary individual to look at, is Aaron Donald. Like, he's an intimidating. I saw him because the Rams, obviously, LA, like him and sitting courtside with LeBron, like he'd come up and down. Like, LeBron's like 6'8, but why does a 6 foot Aaron Donald look like he's level with him? It's just so big.
With no neck.
Where does he rank all time defensively?
Oh, he's.
It's him and JJ Watt for the last 25 years.
Yeah.
And if I was saying best defensive players I've seen in the last 25 years, it's him and JJ Watt.
He's top 10 all time defensive players, I think.
Aaron That's Donald. A tough list.
Could be because top five.
If you go position by position,
Lawrence
if you just want to
Taylor,
be that way, defensive tackle
Ronnie
is
Lott.
The greatest.
So, like, Lawrence Taylor, Ronnie Lott, I think Derek Thomas has got to be on this list.
Reggie White.
What?
Reggie White.
Reggie White's got to be on this list. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's tough.
You're going corners, you're going, like, you see Wood.
Ronnie Lott,
safety Deion.
Seawood's obviously on the list.
Yeah, Seawood there. So
Deion.
Yeah. He's on the
list. That's why I go 25 years, because a lot of those guys had already moved on.
Anniversary team.
I'd say the last generation, it's like Ray Lewis and then
Ed Reed.
Yeah. Ed Reed's got to be on that list.
Joe, what's going on, man? How you doing back there? Joe Hawks, ladies and gentlemen, crushing it back there. We got thrown into the fire, but you know what? Like Daenerys Targaryen, he emerged from the flames unhurt.
Yes, sir. We've been talking about Kyle Shanahan pretty much all morning, and you're right. If he can just win this one Super Bowl, I think a lot of this slander that he receives will just subside, because I think really we're just, as Niner fans, we're just impatient right now, because we've been on that doorstep knocking hard to win another Super Bowl, but just can't get over the hump. Once Kyle Shanahan does that, and I believe he will, a lot of this talk about firing him, replacing him, will subside.
There you go. That's Joe Hawks there. Mine final thought today is Kyle Shanahan. You bet not mess around this season. Just don't mess around. Get Ayuk done. Get Trent Williams done. You don't want losing seasons to start stacking. You lose a Super Bowl, it's very hard to get back if you don't have the best quarterback. You don't have the best quarterback. You have a very good quarterback. We'll see what Brock Purdy does in this full sophomore season that I'm calling now. I know technically it's his third year, but it's going to be a real true coming out party for Brock Purdy, I believe, this season. So that's my final thought. I got one more day tomorrow, Joe Shasky. We're going to live it up, ladies and gentlemen, before I go to North Carolina and play some Pinehurst, play some golf out there over on, it's not really, is it the South North Carolina? Is it the East Coast? I don't know what we're calling it. I'm going to enjoy some food out there, the weather, the humidity. But right now, I'm enjoying my time with Joe Shasky. We're going to do it again tomorrow. In for Bonte Hill. Joe, you have a great morning. All of you have a beautiful morning. Stein and Goon next on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.